You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. That's funny. What does it sound like?
The Green Party are at the table of government, with ministerial positions for the first time in the party's history. Under a confidence and supply agreement with Labour, the Greens will have three ministers outside of cabinet and one undersecretary. Although the positions themselves haven't been revealed, New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters today announced he had accepted positions of Foreign Minister and Deputy Prime Minister. Earlier I spoke to Julianne Genter, who will hold one of the ministerial spots, and began by asking her what her reaction was to last week's result.
I have to say that until he made his announcement, I wasn't entirely sure which way he would go. I did think that New Zealand First had more policy alignment with Labour and the Greens, but you just never know what people are going to decide. And I was thrilled when I heard that we were going to change the government. Then the Green Party had a four-hour-long video conference with over 150 delegates across the country to sign off our agreement with Labour, which is a confidence and supply agreement. And that was an amazing process. It started at 7 p.m. It finished around 11 p.m., but it was truly an example of what a proper democratic process can achieve. And I'm happy to say 98% of the delegates enthusiastically supported our confidence and supply agreement.
Yeah, could you tell me a bit about some of the most important policies that you managed to get over the line with that agreement?
We'll be signing the agreement today, and then I believe it will be public, but not all of the policies will be public straight away. One that's already been talked about is an agreement to greatly increase funding for addiction and mental health, and to treat drug abuse as a health issue primarily, and of course to have a referendum on the personal use of cannabis at or before the 2020 election.
Were there any policies that you were disappointed that didn't make it into that agreement?
Well, obviously, in a sort of coalition or confidence and supply arrangement where you've got multiple parties, not everybody gets what they want. And so, of course, we had a really ambitious program that we campaigned on, and not all of it will be brought into this government because the Green Party got 6% of the vote. But I think we did really, really well considering our election results. And I'm really excited about how this new government is going to finally start going in the right direction on issues like climate change, ending poverty, reducing the house prices in Auckland, like, you know, ensuring that there's affordable housing for first home buyers. I think it's going to be really, really great for students and young people.
And it's also been announced that you're obviously one of the Green MPs that is looking likely to get a portfolio. So when will we find out that, when will that be finalized?
I believe that the announcements will be public later today after we sign off our agreement, the full suite of portfolios. The Green Party will have three ministers and one undersecretary outside cabinet, which is really a fantastic outcome for us because we'll have the ability to directly look after some of our policy wins and be implementing them, but we'll also have some independence as well and be able to retain our distinctness as a party.
One of the first issues that sort of come up is this Kermadec sanctuary. So how likely is it that the Greens would support a members' bill by National to create the sanctuary?
I don't believe that the information that's been out about the Kermadecs is completely accurate. So, but I can't comment on the specifics of it until the agreement is public later today. But my understanding is that the story is pure speculation.
Right, so you think it's more something sort of for the sake of the narrative of there being sort of a divide within the government already?
But I can't comment on the specifics, I'm sorry.
Okay, so is this something that will, the details of this will be in the agreement later, or?
Yeah, and what I can say is that, I mean, obviously the Green Party has been completely committed to increasing the number of marine sanctuaries in New Zealand. And, you know, we're supportive of the Kermadec Sanctuary, previously the bills at second reading. And we're also aware that it's really important to recognize the importance of Mana Whenua and the implications for them when creating these sanctuaries.
So would the ideal be continuing with the sanctuary, but there being all those interests taken into account as well?
Yeah, and that's consistently been the Green Party's position throughout the progress of this bill through the House.
Do you imagine that there will be sort of many other issues like this cropping up where there are, yeah, it does sort of seem like there is a divide between Greens and Labor in New Zealand First?
I think one of the great things about MMP is that you can have many perspectives working together, and that means that more views of more New Zealanders are actually represented in government. So, of course, there will be areas in which we differ. That's why we're different political parties. But the same would be true within, say, the National Party, which is a very large party and a broad church, as it were. So, you know, within a party, people have different views, and we have debates, and we come to a kind of consensus on what our position is going to be. And that will be the same with this new government. And I think the outcomes will actually be better for New Zealand, because you won't have policies that are deeply unpopular, like privatizing state assets, which were able to pass, you know, under National with just a one-seat majority.
And how do you envision a National opposition being? What sort of things do you expect from them?
I think it remains to be seen. I think it'll probably take a little while for them to get used to being in opposition. It's really important, the role of opposition, to hold the government to account, but I hope that, like we were in opposition, that they will be focused on policies and not sort of petty political scandals or anything like that.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.